Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here with today's midday interview. There's a wonderful series of films being put on in this city, in Wilmington, and in another six other North Carolina cities. Altogether, the series is called Moral Movies. And here from Working Films are Molly Murphy and Anna Lee to tell us all about it. So thank you, Molly and Anna, for coming in today.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks.
Now, this is a four-month series. The first film was already shown in, what, April?
Yes.
Okay, and so we have one coming up next week and then a film in June and a film in July. First of all, tell us about the series, the idea behind it, and why it's called Moral Movies.
Sure. So at Working Films, we use documentaries on social justice and environmental issues to get people engaged and active around them. And so in the last year, as we've seen this incredible citizen response to policies in North Carolina, that's been called Moral Mondays. Many folks, I'm sure, have heard about it. We wanted to plug into that and support people who are working for economic justice, for environmental justice, and good policies that are good for working people in the state. And so we developed this series called Moral Movies to sort of play on the name in partnership with the North Carolina NAACP and other progressive organizations around North Carolina to really bring some films that touch on some of the key issues that have been debated in our state legislature and in sort of the public square to communities around the state to spark more dialogue, educate people further on the issues. So
the series was created by Working Films.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And you're coordinating it.
Yes. The idea for this series came together last November. We met with a number of organizations working around the state to address issues of poverty and environmental degradation. And what we did with those groups was to look at shared goals and ways that they could use documentary film as a resource to educate communities on the issues that they're dealing with and kind of extend their reach maybe beyond their typical choir. So that idea for Moral Movies came out as a way to do that. It's happening, as Anna mentioned, in seven cities around the state. There's an additional site that's picked up all the films. It's not really branded as Moral Movies. And then since we've launched the series, we've gotten interest from Winston-Salem and Fayetteville as well. So they may screen some of the films. But the idea was a way to, as we hear issues like teacher pay and issues around taxes and income inequality and voting, on the radio and in the news every day, to have documentaries that are informative on those issues and community dialogues that would bring people together to talk about how they're being impacted by those issues and what they can do.
How were the films chosen? Was it the two of you that sat down and looked at what you could get your hands on?
Well, Working Films has worked in the field of documentary filmmaking for, this is our 15th year. We're just on the brink of our 15th anniversary. We have a really wide network of filmmakers that we're in touch with, and we're kind of in the know about up-and-coming documentaries. We have cohorts of films that we have curated around the economy, education, the environment, and a number of other issues. So we had that catalog to draw from. And then we also knew that voting was a big issue at play right now. North Carolina passed a big voting package last year that has impacted, a number of issues like access to early voting has been cut, voter ID requirements, things like that. So we also brought in the new film about an old event, Freedom Summer, which looks at the organizing in Mississippi in 1964 before the Voting Rights Act passed.
Okay.
So that film, we'll have a one-hour version of that that just after we hold the events will be screening on PBS throughout the country.
Oh, excellent. Okay, we'll get to talk about that film a bit more in just a moment. Now, you mentioned the North Carolina NAACP is collaborating with you, and locally, the Black Arts Alliance, mm-hmm. Yes? Wonderful. Is there a discussion after each film for the people who've come?
Yeah, there is. So each month, we coordinated with a different statewide group who's working on the issue that particular film is about. And so that group provides a speaker to help be part of a post-screening conversation with the audience. And there's also opportunities for people to get involved both with the local organizations, like in this case, we're here in Wilmington and Black Arts Alliance is kind of the local sponsor. And then that statewide group this month for the film coming up is the North Carolina AFL-CIO, which is focused on the rights of working people and support for labor unions. And they're going to be there to discuss the impact of current policies, like things like minimum wage. They're looking to raise the minimum wage, those kind of issues. As we look at a film, American Winter, that's really about how the Great Recession has impacted families.
If you're just joining us, you're hearing Molly Murphy and Anna Lee, current co-directors of Working Films. They're talking about a four-month series of award-winning films being shown in Wilmington and six other North Carolina cities. The series is called Moral Movies, kind of piggybacking on the idea of Moral Mondays. And they've shown their first film in April. The next film coming up is this coming Thursday, May 29th at 7 p.m. at the Hannah Block Historic USO, the Community Arts Center. And Anna was just mentioning this one's called American Winter, about the recession. Anything else you want to tell us about that one to kind of tease people to come on Thursday evening?
Yeah, it's a really beautiful film that is just follows the personal stories of eight different families. They're all from Oregon. The filmmakers had this incredible access to a hotline for families who are facing financial difficulties. It's called 211. And so they were able to meet these families who are calling in to get assistance with things like food and medical bills, and to really get to know them and kind of follow their lives over the course of a year in Oregon. So it looks at, you know, again, everything from kind of the impact of folks losing their job as a result of the recession to availability of social services to support them, to healthcare issues. So they're just really touching stories of just real people dealing with different struggles.
Now that's American Winter, coming up Thursday, next Thursday, May 29th at 7 p.m. at the Hannah Block Historic USO. And we're going to touch on the other two films that are coming up, one in June and one in July. Before we get to the end of the interview, I want to be sure I say this more than once. You can get more information about Moral Movies by going to workingfilms.org, or you can look for Working Films on Facebook. They're active in both those areas. Let's talk now, Molly and Anna, about Freedom Summer, which is the film coming up June 24th, again at 7 p.m. This will be shown at a different venue at New Beginnings Christian Church in Castlehaine. Freedom Summer.
So Freedom Summer is a film that premiered at the Sundance Film Festival this year. It's by Stanley Nelson, who's a award-winning filmmaker who's made a number of civil rights films. It's incredible historical documentary. It was just screened at the Full Frame Documentary Film Festival in Durham recently, and we're excited to be using it, 50 years later from the summer that it documents. Unfortunately, a lot of the issues are resonant in North Carolina today. The NAACP is actually bringing in 50 organizers to participate in voter education and encouraging people
to register.
So we're excited to have it a part of this series. We're also working, Democracy North Carolina is the statewide host for that. And they will also be incorporating a shorter version of the film into voter education trainings that they're hosting in different communities around the state. And a lot of that is to educate voters on how the laws have changed and what it means when you go to the polls, what's going to be different and what you should expect.
You don't want to show up and be surprised, mm-hmm. unhappily surprised that you can't vote for some reason.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So we think it's a really important issue, for people to vote. Be aware of and to find out how they can get resources.
We've got about 2 minutes left. Let's talk now about the last film. We mentioned it briefly, Inequality for All, which will be shown at the Cameron Art Museum in July, July 31st at 7 p.m. Tell us about Inequality for All.
Sure. It's a film that follows Robert Reich, who's an economist that many folks probably know of. And as you might guess from the title, it deals with this issue of growing income inequality in the United States and around the world. Following him and his story of his work and education around these issues brings to light this issue of income inequality and how it affects really all of us, no matter which end of it we might be on.
All right, so there's been four films in the series. There are three yet to go, including next Thursday, May 29th at 7 p.m. at the Hannah Block Historic USO Community Arts Center. It's called American Winter. Then in June, Freedom Summer, and in July, Inequality for All. All these films are part of the Moral Movies series, being coordinated by Working Films here in Wilmington, but showing up not only in Wilmington, but in six other North Carolina cities. You can get details by going to workingfilms.org or looking for Working Films on Facebook. Molly Murphy and Anna Lee, thank you for coming in and telling us about this. And let's be sure to get these films on the cultural calendar so right. they stay in people's minds mm-hmm. when they're coming up.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.
Yeah. And the last thing, they are all free. I think maybe that's something we didn't mention. These are all free of charge to the public.
Thank you for mentioning that. I meant to ask. So excellent. Molly Murphy and Anna Lee from Working Films, all about Moral Movies. This is WHQR.